Hello, it's Gareth Roberts. Welcome to an absolutely chaotic big match. We're going to watch an Arl game and talk about it and that. And the Arl game we're going to talk about today is Liverpool winning the FA Cup in 1986 against the Blues.
You just give the fucking ends away, lads.
Everyone knows.
Spoilers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to watch it from half time onwards and have a chat. With me to have the chat, you already heard Jono there, so don't need to introduce him and a smart ass comment. Then we've got Dan Austin to be the young person in the room with the load of old fellas. We've got Carl Koffak to be one of the old fellas.
Thank you.
We've got Dave Seeger, we've got Neil Atkinson, and we've got me. And my computer's just gone off. You know what else could go wrong? So if you want to watch this yourself, just Google it. Some fella called Dave's put it on their YouTube, and if you put Everton 1, Liverpool 3, FA Cup Final 1986, there it is. Scroll to half time, 45-35, and we're going to all press play. You ready, lads?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, press play. Turn your volume off.
I will do now.
Bit of ambient noise in the background there as everyone scrambles to look for the volume button.
Okay.
Liverpool about to kick off the second half here at Wembley, and we're away.
Robert, what are the teams, mate?
Teams are Liverpool in goal, Bruce Grobbelaar.
He's got the ball now.
Mark Lawrenson. Yeah, mate.
He was then.
Jim Beglin.
Hey.
Steve Nichol.
Yep.
Ronnie Whelan.
Yep.
Alan Hansen.
Okay.
Kenny Dalglish.
He was good.
Craig Johnston.
Yep.
Ian Rush.
Okay.
Jan Mulby.
Right.
Kevin McDonald.
The mystery of McDonald's back passes there for the youngsters who always get freaked out by back passes. It used to happen all the time.
Opposition lineup.
Massive disc.
Everton
on.
Football Club.
Yep.
In goal, Bobby Mims.
Huge.
Lol. Gary Stevens, Pat van der Nau, Kevin Ratcliffe, Derek Mountfield, Peter Reid, Trevor Stephen, Gary Lineker, Graham Sharp, Paul Bracewell, and Kevin Sheedy with his two fingers to the cop. The
it's fair to say they're good.
Yeah.
They were great, to be fair. They were a good side, very good side. That's one of the first things you got to say about this. Everton were winning 1-0 at half time.
And they battered us.
They battered us. 10-year-old me was absolutely shitting himself thinking about all the abuse he was going to get off Evertonians at school. And yeah, it wasn't looking good for the Reds. And then we come out second half and here we are.
It goes from there. So you were nervous at half time, Robbo?
I was very nervous, yeah. We got battered, didn't we? We got absolutely tongued. We didn't play well at all. There'd been a huge build-up to it, obviously.
Oof,
the first All-Merseyside FA Cup final, when the FA Cup mattered, when they made special posters that they distributed around Merseyside, sponsored by the Prudential, with Liverpool and Everton all sitting together in one big thing. And I put it on my wall, and loads of my mates didn't, and said, as if you put something on your wall exactly. With Everton on it. Like that.
That's like a voice. Half and half scarf from the 80s, that Robbo, and you ate them.
Nah, it was different times, mate, you know what I mean? I've never had a fucking half and half scarf, though, but I did put that poster up. Because do you know what I genuinely say to Blues, and I said to a Blue this week who cut me hair, and I always think they're looking at me thinking, you fucking cunt. But basically I always say...
Ooh, great ball, Moby.
That's a lovely ball.
It looked onto me.
He looked well.
It was better when Liverpool and Everton were both good. It was better. There was far more needle. It wasn't actually as bitter. It was just proper. You know, you could have proper footy arguments about who was the best and why, and like it could go on for a while because it was an actual debate. Whereas now it's not, obviously.
No, we're not getting a replay of that, but that looked on to me.
That was onside. That should have been a goal.
Mulby's first contribution of the second half there.
These are quite good, aren't they?
They're really good.
Yeah,
they were really good. Carl, how good were they?
It was.
That's the oldest person.
Thank you very much. I remember the. If anyone wants to reference that again, that'd be very nice. What I can remember from at the time, 10th of May 1986, I was 17, was that we'd won the league because we knew how to win leagues and they didn't at that well, not you know, in this sort of dynasty way. But over 90 minutes, they could beat us and they'd beaten us at Anfield already in February.
Yeah.
And I just thought, a lot of us thought, you know, this might be their day, we're going to have to split the trophies between us.
That's a mad eye line they're playing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unreal. It's unreal. You got to remember that this is before the offside rule was liberalised.
Yeah.
So you had to be behind the last man. You had to be your goal side, the last man. So it levels off.
Liverpool still under the cosh here, started the second half.
Very much so. They're playing well. The Blues.
You could have gone 2-0 half time. I thought. I remember that. Thinking if this goes 2-0, this is over.
Yeah.
So I was really relieved when it was up 1-0 half time.
I wondered if it was in Liverpool players' minds that you know Bobby Mims is shit, or did they only find out later? Do you know what I mean?
It might have been in the mind that he's not Southall, because Southall
was amazing.
He was the best goalkeeper in the world at this time.
Until
Southall.
He carries on, he couldn't jump.
Yeah, because when he could jump, he could really jump.
Oh yeah, that was good when he could jump. When
he used to come
jump,
for everything.
It was amazing.
Well, our own Steve wasn't particularly popular at this point either. So it was a bit of a...
He'd had a ropey end to the season, hadn't he, Carl? He drops about seven things in three games in February.
And Kevin Ratcliffe's goal at Anfield.
Yeah.
I liked it when Everton had this kit as well, and or more precisely, this sponsor, NEC. No European Cups, innit? The Blues loved that one.
It must have been all going your schoolyards, Robbo.
Oh, it was a bit mad, to be honest.
You're in the corner getting fucking seven shades knocked out of you for having a fucking wall poster. Fucking idiots. That's two teams.
Hey, every fucker had them, haven't they?
I had one as well, lads.
They were in the windows.
Yeah.
And that was when everyone used to do that thing, didn't they, over FA Cup finals, like make an FA Cup out of foil dress the house and banners up in front in the street, and it was good that. And now everyone's just like, oh, footy shit, innit?
Oh, Kenny.
Good play, good hold of play from Rush there.
Do you reckon anyone listens to this show and like doesn't watch the footy?
I don't know, we'll find out.
Wonder how that works. Yeah, let us know, because it seems a bit of a bad concept if you're not watching the game, to be honest. Just listen to lads going, that was all right by Kenny, wasn't it?
Or not, as the case was there.
The pitch is shit as well.
Yeah, you expect better from Wembley.
Should be always banging on about how good the pitch was.
Yeah, showpiece occasion.
Showpiece occasion.
Look at the state of the actual ground, though.
Look at it.
So the ground was
what a flick on that is by Sharp, by the way.
The bogs were terrible.
I think the thing to note about it, it's quite direct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get the ball in the final third
and then
play.
There is Stephen there knocking it off to Stevens. Oh, good Lord, good covering across there from Nicol.
My recollections of this game are of us being under the cosh until we score.
And then
there's a switch,
yeah.
And it's just like, bang, cough of that. There's only one winner.
Yep.
Blues are still all over us here.
Yeah, the better side.
We look ragged.
Fans are now dropping it in there towards Gillespie.
We look tired.
We've had the big run, haven't we? Should score. Oh, my days.
Christ.
Should have been 2-0 there.
Lineker.
Unlucky.
Is that Lineker? Sheedy.
Sheedy.
Brucey there.
Oh, yes, there it is. Amazing.
Concentrate, lads.
Bruce Grubb lost a lot of will to concentrate.
Took a little bobble when he hit it, though.
Yeah.
Unlucky Sheedy got it for you.
A minute ago I said Gillespie's not playing. It must have been Lawrenson. Kenny's attitude towards numbering doesn't half fuck you. Because Kenny had the attitude, I think, that if you'd won wearing a certain number, you don't change that number. So his players had the numbers and then it'd stick. But that meant that you could get all sorts of mad shit, like lads wearing number two and playing off the front.
Yeah.
Or lads wearing number 10 at centre-half.
Ridiculous.
He did it all the way through that season, actually, because when they used to... George used to say, OK, if you look at your programme, Nicol and Beglin have changed over again. And he did that for about 5 weeks. They've still printed it at every... You know, there was 3 and 4 ever all the time. No, they've changed over again now.
Yeah. So it's hard to sort of be 100% on who's doing what.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it, to think that the numbers weren't your numbers. You know, it's hard if you're not.
Yeah, Kenny always wore 7 and Hanson always wore 6 and Rush always wore 9. And then when Aldridge came in, he always wore 8.
Yeah.
Referee's given that there. But a lot of the other ones, you could just trot up one day and be wearing fuck knows what.
Yeah.
And you'd be thinking, oh, come on, Kenny, give us a chance.
I played under a manager who used to, and it was great, used to say, right, John, all today you're wearing number 3. And I go, all right, why? Well, they might think you're going to play left back. And I'd be like, well, I'm starting the game in centre mid and I'm going to carry on playing in centre mid. Yeah, but they might think it just for a minute.
Right. By margins, John, at that level.
And then it extended on to, well, at the start of the game, go and stand at left back.
Like, yeah. Did you just end up playing left back?
You shit. Don't play centre mid.
Everton just nearly scored, lads.
Yeah.
So I'm just banging on about nonsense, aren't I?
It's all right. Just want to get through it, to be honest.
Kevin McDonald,
any more technical hitches?
Nice shirt, by the way.
Lovely shirt. Big fan of Asadi's, or lack thereof.
Sheedy set pieces were mustard.
Just about to grab the striker there.
Oh,
one of them.
The bad angle there.
Swirl it out. Back in there, isn't it?
Oh, Bruce.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Brucey.
Oh. I mean, Bruce does come for everything.
He does come for everything. You never ends out. Big fan of the adverts.
3M discs.
I was just looking at them.
Yeah. Makita. Who in later years sponsored the Makita International Tournament. Lads, what's going on here?
This is the big fight. This is the
kickoff. Yeah. Grab a lap, and push him back.
And then gives him the ball.
So they're still having the arguments?
Yeah, Beglin's been interviewed about that, hasn't he? And he said, like, he just thought, oh, I'll just leave this. Bruce looks a bit mad.
Yeah.
I think he was probably right. Fella who's killing people.
I read something somewhere as well that it was almost like a turning point in the mentality of the play. But that might be bollocks just because we went on to win. Probably isn't it? It's just a nice, it fits
the whole thing. I think in a minute, Gary Stevens makes an error, and it all stems from Gary Stevens making an error. We're all hanging on now for the Gary Stevens era. They've gone all the way back to Man City.
That was it.
All the way back to Man City. I mean, you know, this is the era of a fantastic 50-yard back pass.
That was brilliant. He took it past players to get the back pass.
Nice. Needed to progress up to it.
They were boss them Adidas socks, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard, that from Reed. Wouldn't fancy that header.
Evan a much the better side.
Yeah.
They're going for the 2-0, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're not closing it down.
I think they've probably had the half time where it get the early goal. Yeah. Get the goal, it's dead, it's killed. Yeah. And we look like we're hanging on.
We really do look like like we've had a big end to the season, basically, which we had. Yeah.
And probably a bevy through the week.
Yeah.
Naturally, you just won the league.
Yeah. Last game of the season. Kenny scored.
We'll swat them next week. Don't worry about it. Let's get on the ale.
Shanked
it
out for a throw.
Kenny's gone berserk.
Kenny was going absolutely mad there.
Brucey's still blaming Beglin.
He spat into those gloves a lot.
Spat into his gloves.
Because that was the problem. Not enough spit on the gloves. Yeah. That's why he kicked the ball out.
Wheeling just left the box shit down the line.
Just get it down a pitch,
yeah. Oh.
Rushy lad.
Rushy's gegging pressing.
Couldn't be asked with that if I had Mims there. Seeing Rushy coming at you at that pace.
Is Mims Welsh?
I don't know.
I think he was going.
Yeah, I think he might have been, yeah. Feels like there's a lot of lads having a look at themselves here. I don't know if it's just the movie camera angles that keeps cutting to people.
It's amazing how fast the game is and how much it's just in the air.
Yeah, it's just getting launched, isn't it?
Here's another one, yeah.
It's trying to force, it's back to the idea you were saying before about the high line. Everyone's just trying to force everyone back. It's about create space in the middle of the park. Just force them back.
Lineker there.
Hansen's done well to outpace Lineker.
Lineker scored shitloads that season, didn't he?
Yeah.
40. 30 in the league, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's so direct, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Force them back, win the bits. There's Whelan.
Is that the mistake?
Molby.
Yeah.
Little bucket ball inside. There's rush around the keeper. Oh, yes.
And Johnson tries to nick it.
Johnson's trying to be the glory boy on the line.
He won't do that
nick,
again.
Trying to nick Rushy's goal there.
I was always worried that it was... I'd still like 3 or 4 years later, someone was going to say it's offside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a great ball from Molby.
I'd forgotten how against the run of play that felt.
That was the Stephen mistake, though.
Yeah. You knew your stuff, Neil.
I could have done the commentary on that, to be honest with you, Jono. I might do a little bit later on for you.
I was just watching this in my Mars, and there was blue noses who lived in the road, obviously. And when that went in, I opened the front door and ran out in the road and cheered.
It's good to know that even at 10, you were a total nar.
Picking a fight with a street. That's quite impressive. An entire street.
Tell you what, I couldn't wait to get out on the final whistle. Where are you?
Molby there. What a tackle that is from Jan Molby.
Lovely.
Kenny, and suddenly, and look at all the space all of a sudden, and it's mad.
Yeah, Everton's heads have gone.
Yeah.
No idea who that's to.
I think he's shooting.
Is that Johnston?
I think he's trying to score.
Trying to dink him.
Trying to dink him.
Advert for high tech behind the goal there. Nice. Did you ever have a pair of them, Ben?
Silver Shadow.
Paisley on the bench.
I don't know if I did.
My half fella did. Silver Shadow were actually like reflective. So like, you know, if he was walking upstairs the stairs, like, and it was dusk, get blinded by these like reflective high tech signs.
That was my fifth year at school. Pair of Farah.
Good advantage there. Fella looks like Nicotegi, going mad.
I remember everyone having Farah, I had that hat. Everyone had one of them hats as well. Is that David Moore's then?
Lunch down the pitch.
Great touch.
What a touch from Kenny that is. Molby. Oh. Ah. Yeah, it feels like it's only going in one direction
completely
now.
Completely different game.
Silent in the room, Steagall Radio.
Enjoying the spectacle of the Reds on top.
I think we need the ambient noise of the commentary at some point.
I'll just do the commentary if you want.
Can be the next.
What's going on here? What's going on here? Oh, he's done well in the end.
It's ridiculous. If I'm Everton's manager, I'm fucking screaming at that TV who's just made that tackle.
Yeah,
yes. Just let the pressure off.
Yeah,
I think. Replay of Rushy talking it in here.
Does he scuff this?
He's just
scuffs everything, Rushy. Yeah.
Oh, it's so close.
Yeah,
Johnson nicking there.
But I don't think I think if it's even if it's I don't think it's off. The reason I don't think it's offside, I think he's behind the ball.
I just still don't know, and I still think it's his goal. It should be Johnson's goal, but
he looked to me like he touched that on the line. Yeah,
but no one's asked. He just said that. Shut up, lad.
It's Rushy's.
He scores anyway, so just.
Yeah, I think that helps. Yeah.
I hope people are watching this video because you just need to pause that and just reflect on how bad Adrian Heath Barnett was then. Absolutely terrible.
I think there's loads of. Like, I've got a mental thing that loads of Evertonians have got haircuts like Bobby Mims even now. It's retained some sort of Evertonian lustre. That sort of do. That when you go to Goodison, you see loads of lads who've got that do.
He was on the telly the other day. Do you remember John Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works for the club now. And like he was just, you know, he's like with Everton in the community or whatever. And like I was a bit disappointed that he, you know, didn't still have a big curly wig and then massive glasses and the top hat when Everton won the cup, which wasn't this season.
Yeah. What a touch again from Kenny. Kenny's absolutely on it now.
Seems mad that they would not man mark Kenny.
Yeah.
They're sort of half trying to, I don't know.
But Kevin McDonald's the time really that, you know, good there. He was coming towards the end of his career and everything, that he'd tire as the game went on.
Mm-hmm.
And because all the media stuff was about he's going to be the first player manager to win the double.
I think there's Kevin McDonald's playing well, and it's remembered in the fact that Moby plays really well back there from Whelan. There's Moby, but Kevin McDonald's playing really well.
Yeah, he is.
Good ball from Yanish.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, good follow up from Nicol. Oh, unlucky Liverpool. He's brilliant, Stevie Nicol.
Mm.
So Lineker only did one season at Everton, didn't he? Is that right?
Yep, they won the league.
Why was he only there for one season?
Because I think he goes to Barcelona at the end of this season.
So he did very well, and someone big has just come along and gone, right, you'll come again.
Yeah,
he's
Venables.
I struggle to comprehend.
Oh, Hansen, uncertain, and a header by Sharp, and a fine save from Grobbelaar. He's got his captain out of jail there. There you are.
Love it, love it. That's the actual proper words, just in case you didn't know.
I struggle to comprehend that Lineker was ever an actual footballer and not just a telly presenter who flogged crisp and was a bastion of the political left in the United Kingdom. I feel like he's always been that now.
Someone said on Twitter before, he's now the opposition.
I feel like he's been it forever.
Yeah. It's a great save from Grobbelaar there. It really is. And that's a 1-1, by the way. That makes it 2-1 to Everton there.
A bit windy there.
It was that good that he didn't bollock anyone. He was just enjoying it.
And then he's took the corner. And
now he's back in the game.
He's stuck the corner. It's still 1-1. It sort of feels like it shouldn't be 1-1 at this point. It sort of feels like we've gone ahead, even though we haven't. But the way it's like that goal's took so much wind out of Everton's sails, and then that save after the error from Hansen.
We're past it a bit more now.
Have you watched this before, Danny?
I've seen the goals. I've never watched the full game before now.
Look at Adrian Heath's hair there. You're right, Rob. Big shout, mate.
Rush
down the channel. Is this two? It's Dalglish, no Johnson, yes. 2-1 to Liverpool.
Well, turn around.
You got Johnston, when we did a show with him in Sydney, recreated that goal celebration.
The cycle kick thing. Yeah. That's brilliant. It's brilliant from Moby again. Rush does brilliantly down the channel, though, as well.
Yeah, it's something out of nothing. Rush just runs the channels.
Get in there.
Big Jan.
So it's a good ball. Just so good
through Dalglish's legs.
And I thought that was a deliberate dummy at first, but it's just a shit pitch, isn't it?
He's looking to play it, isn't he? But it's great how it's that little freeze frame there where they're turning away and they're all moving and they've all got their arms up. It's just an amazing little still image. Kenny turning towards Moby. Kendall now hugely concerned. Colin Harvey next to him. Could be worse, Colin. You could be in charge. And trust me, Colin, it's going to get worse.
Get in.
Bad touches all over the place from Everton.
These have gone, they know it.
Yep. There's the other thing about this is that there was the start that Liverpool had never lost a match in which Ian Rush had scored.
Yeah.
So when Liverpool go 1-1, and that's it was over 100 games at this point. So it was like everyone just sort of, there was a general sort of vibe of if Rush scores, that's that.
And it ended at Wembley the next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent stuff. Love the reverse angle there.
Not on there. This is it. There's no Englishman in the side, is there?
No, McMahon's on the bench.
McMahon's on the bench. Yeah.
Come on.
Why would McMahon not have played this? Is he old by this point?
Because he's English.
No, he's young.
It's not a
personal
thing.
Kevin McDonald was his pick. It's that straightforward.
Yeah. Just purely tactical thing.
Yeah, Kevin McDonald had played most of the games in the running.
Because he only played about 30 something times, didn't he, for Liverpool?
Who? McDonald?
Yeah.
Yeah, he predominantly in this sort of the back end of the previous season and in this season he gets his games, but he, at this point McDonald's
banging form in the side.
The flags look great. Look at the amount of yellow.
Great end.
That's any interest of balance. Jan Mulby's here isn't great either. Just in case any Everton fans are listening, Jan Mulby's here isn't sartorially good.
There's the bin man.
Then he just went to Neville Southall, which is awful.
What was up with Southall?
He had something on his foot there.
Something on his foot, on his foot.
Might have just been his trainees.
Probably like, you know,
shit ones.
Dropped a bin on his foot or something. When he was just doing his round. Fucking scruff.
Honestly, imagine what it was like in this school. Robbo running out into a street.
Honest to God, we fucking argued about Everton with Evertonians. We were saying before on something else when they used to give us shit because they had a scoreboard and we didn't.
Oh yeah,
I
remember the scoreboard.
Like, yeah, it was like, you need a fucking scoreboard, dickhead. We just fucking count it on your hand or in your head. You don't need a scoreboard. Ah, that's because you're a shit. You haven't got a scoreboard.
We just won the league.
In spite of the lack of scoreboard.
Unbelievable, lads. Bit of
ambience in the background there.
John Watson's phone there. Hey, Marty, fucking turn your iPhone off.
South Hall ringing up. You calling the scruff there? Yeah, South Hall has on his Twitter, doesn't he, that you can interview him for 50 notes.
Hell, tell you what,
that was unreal. That.
That's a good scarf. That
classic Liverpool.
I always think when we watch these old brilliant things, the yellow looks boss. We don't have yellow anymore, do we? Because it's gone off the badge because of the whole Carlsberg thing. So it's a turn to green, didn't it? And now it's just being left.
The yellow, but I think just in general, the yellow just looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And amongst all that,
I do miss that scoreboard at Wembley though. Far too big for the actual font of the names of the clubs. Just tiny at the bottom.
No one had figured out how to make it bigger, so they just stuck with it.
So did no one ever like really like Wembley then? Because I know now, whenever I've been, I don't enjoy it. Like I don't get there and think that it's something mad and special. And that was it. The same with the old one. It was like a bit of a shit.
Fucking hell, Watson!
Me, that's a tackle.
Wembley had a big occasion feel and all that. You know what I mean? It was a special place to go, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. It was a fucking bin.
It was a shit ground, but I remember being a kid.
Twin Towers.
I remember
all
being
that.
A kid walking down Wembley Way and being really like,
yeah, I loved it. I loved this
is brilliant. This is amazing. This is like one of the best days out I've ever had. It's like feeling really special about being there. Now you just go and think this is a fucking shithole. It's too comfortable.
Too much razzmatazz.
Yeah.
Can't so prior to kickoff here is the anthem booed. Or is that a modern thing that we do now?
They didn't play the anthem.
They didn't used to play it?
No, they play it by me.
Not by me, yeah.
And so when did the anthem come in then?
I don't know. I don't remember the anthem. Maybe I'm wrong. Remember
we booed it at Wembley?
Yeah, the anthem might... I think if they did the anthem, they probably used to do it about 2 o'clock before kickoff of a cup final.
No one's in there.
Yeah, before kickoff. Oh, not that many people, and it wasn't that big a deal. Before kickoff of a cup final, it was Abide With Me. Everyone would sing Abide With Me. And everyone would sing Abide With Me as well.
Okay.
That went a fucking far.
Insofar as they'd sing anything. Bell's Whiskey there. on the sideline.
I enjoyed AC Delco on the scoreboard before. No idea what they do.
3M discettes.
What's that interesting?
Like them massive discs, aren't they?
Yeah. What's that interesting is we haven't actually created yet. This could be it.
What a run from that dog league.
Yeah, it's
Kenny.
Yeah. Oh. We haven't actually created a chance other than when we scored. So we look better, but we have, it's not like we've missed anything. It's not like you're going, oh, you've missed that one, lads. You could have done better with that. But then they haven't created anything since we've scored either, other than the Grobbelaar save.
Yeah. See the game out, just frustrate them.
Is this...
Kenny's goose there.
He is. Mm. Is this just slightly...
he really is.
is this slightly faster than normal speed? I think this is slightly sped up.
It might be, you know, because the fella who's put it up, Dave Waller, I think it might be his name, he puts loads of old Liverpool stuff up. He's transferred it from his VHS.
I don't think it is, because he put the full match up and the half time whistle. He started at 45-35.
Yeah,
right time.
Or maybe they're just quicker than I give them credit for.
I think they might be.
But they do that on YouTube, though, don't they? Because if you're watching like an old TV programme, they speed up because it's for some reason it doesn't infringe copyright. But this looks about right speed to me, from what I can remember.
Nicol winning his battles there, jogging away at a normal pace.
Going, he's walking there, lad.
Kendall chewing suspiciously quickly. Yeah, Lawrenson, by the way, has had a really good second half.
Is this one sub?
Yeah, one sub. And no one's making it yet.
Heath gets on with his man.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, the sun's look forward to before the third.
And
it's windy as well. It's extra special.
Well, what a take that is from Brucey there.
He's got his confidence back.
He takes that off his head. That is a brilliant take.
McMahon doesn't get on, does he?
I think it'd be easy with the heavier balls.
Pardon? Oh, right. Sorry.
What's it
to do that sort of take, if you know what I mean, to come like that for that.
Look at chest level as well.
Chest level for him. Yeah. It was.
Suppose you can maybe read the flight of it a bit better. Then, but sometimes, then you know.
It's mad how many balls are played either. It's not passing movement.
There seems to be no appetite to have the ball in the middle to me.
No,
it's just like, get it to the striker, see if the striker can score. And if not, we'll try again.
Hit the channel and see what's what.
Here he is with his Barnett. Adrian Heath.
Inchy.
It's also that the two good sides cancelling each other out. Because what had happened normally, I remember when we did the Newcastle United, one of this in 87, 88. And what happens in the end is one side forces the other one back and then people start to play. Mm-hmm. And then the other side are just trying to get out. Whereas because these are two good teams and it's on a bit of a knife edge, I think that's why
they're both stuck to it, yeah.
Because neither of them is going to take that backward step and go, you know what, you're better than us, you're going to force us back here.
Kenny does look fucked, doesn't he?
He looks absolutely done.
Looks like Joe Cole, 2010, doesn't he?
There's no need for that comparison.
I think that's the first time that's ever been made, to be honest.
Not sure, Kenny was on 40 a day, like.
Allegedly.
Gary Stevens off for Adrian Heath.
Going for it.
Yeah, presumably Trevor Stephen will sort of run the channel a bit. Just run the right flank. What have we got here? There he is, sit down. Not a ton of room for you there. In fact, those benches aren't half close together now that I can see them.
Sitting next to each other.
Like the prudential team.
No interest in running anymore.
It's just gone out there. Yeah. It's unlucky. Well done, Craig.
Yeah.
Love that.
He's right.
Big fan of that.
It's just a throw in Pat Vander now. Don't know why we're closing up on him, but must be a good reason.
Look at the absolute
red hordes.
Discussing who's the dirtiest player ever to play for Everton. There he is, Pat Vander now. Psycho Pat. They all loved him, the Blues.
Where is he from? Is he Dutch with that name?
Welsh.
Welsh with a Dutch name.
Welsh-Dutch. Look at them. Look how close they are sitting together.
It's that, isn't it?
It's absolutely bananas, that.
And that one's whispering behind their hands.
Roy Evo's got no room there.
No. Legs touching there.
Headed forward. Yeah, no one's having to talk behind their hand.
No.
Yeah.
We're mostly shouting things that you're probably going to guess what we're shouting.
Yeah. Mostly involving reading with my mum was playing.
So Rush is still full of energy, pelting around.
It's actually a shite match. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't remember it being this bad.
I think it's because you mostly remember winning.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know what I mean? I was in the street and that, I wasn't analysing it.
Offering out heightened at the time.
Yeah. A 10-year-old horde kicking off, causing all sorts.
I was literally knocking on Blue Nose's doors. You coming out for a game? I thought it was bad. I've got cameras to knock over here and do me rushy.
I've got my phones going.
Another one launched into the box.
I can't get over
well done, Johnston. Well done, Johnston. Goes again. Oh, it's a good ball, that. No.
Loads of blocks.
Not good enough there. From Heath.
Barnett in his eyes.
Bracewell. And what else have we got? Nickel. 3M diskettes.
Getting a lot of shells out. The 3M diskettes.
No, I don't know. If they're still in business, sponsored they're going to fucking make a killing off the back of this.
Yeah. You should turn up on Monday's fucking room before them.
Do you remember them big hard discs though with the shaker in the middle? Like some, there was a lad in our school, I'm not going to name him for legal reasons, who...
Was it Elton John?
When he was having... No, definitely not. when he was having his drum lessons, it turns out that he clocked that there was a hole into the girls' changes. So he was always looking through this hole. Got clocked for doing
That's
it. Like
terrible.
I know. So it went round the whole school. He went off for ages. He was probably suspended, I imagine. But when he come back in, first day back... We had this business studies teacher. He was absolutely ruthless, dead funny. And he just looked over at the lads and went, all right, and just held up one of them discs with the hole in them. The whole class was involved. And he went, his face was as red as that kid. It was absolutely brilliant.
He's absolutely Jesus. Left one on him there, Sharpie. I think he's punched him on the way to him.
And turned around.
Yeah, turned around. Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
There's no close-up replay. It looked to me like he gave him a dig on the way to him.
Oh, he could dish it out, Sharpie, like.
Oh, yeah.
Had an elbow on him.
We were having a chat in the office before about this Everton team, about how boss it was, me and Robbo, and we were saying that the only thing it sort of lacked, because in this era it had... Before that, it was Gray and Sharp.
I don't know that.
And now it's Lineker and Sharp. Like, Graham Sharp is a really good player, and obviously so is Lineker, but it sort of lacks, Carl, in comparison to Liverpool, a little bit of guile. There's Dalglish or even Paul Walsh sort of player who's a Beardsley, someone who's going to do the unlikely thing. That means that they just were a bit of a... They were brilliant, and Cheesy and Stephen had loads of talent, but they were a bit of a battering ram, weren't they?
Yeah, and you can see it in this game, just because they're launching everything whenever possible. And using the fact that the pitch is awful as well.
They look really, really good at being ale-house. my knowledge of Everton and in my existence is that they've been ale-house but shit at it.
Yeah.
So that must have been where it went wrong.
They went the year before. Yeah, they had Andy Gray, to be honest, though.
Really, really good at being ale-house, Boster.
They were just great at the year before, Derek Manfield scores about 20 from centre-half. From headers and from corners.
And their midfield's better than ours.
Yeah.
Really was. Although you're not seeing it much today.
It was good once McMahon got into it a bit more and started getting stuck into Reid, like, not in this game, in general.
I love that Peter Reid quote when he said it wasn't about the tackle when we played Liverpool, it was about who got up first.
I love that.
Not enough of that going on, if you ask me.
There's one, isn't there? There's a story Peter Reid tells about a derby where him and McMahon go in together and they end up on the track over on the Kemlin side. And he says, like, he's doing that, what you said. He's, like, desperate to get up to say, it hasn't hurt me, that. And he said, he gets up and he said, he just looked at someone, like, second row in the Kemlin, absolutely screaming at him, you blue nose shite, you cheating bastard, get up and all that. And it was his uncle. I said to him after the yard, he goes, I forget all that. I'd rather ask you your arm when it's the derby. He's right.
All quiet.
Yeah.
It's good rushy money.
Yeah, he had his moments.
Belter.
Bit of insight there, lads.
That's why we got you on, mate.
Shall I get off? Same again next week.
John Barnes is all right, buddy.
£5 a month. Thanks very much.
Is that Wembley, this?
Oh, yeah. FA Cup. Silver and that, innit?
London. Grass.
Good take from Johnston there. Terrible ball. Terrible ball. It's a really scruffy game. To be honest, I saying before about people looking shattered. Well, brilliant from Milan. But people looking shattered in that. I mean, these sides have played 42 games. And there's only really Rushy who looks himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is more like it.
Oh.
And Big Yan.
Got his way through.
I don't remember that.
That Bobby Mims was all right then, really. It's a decent stuff, that.
Yeah, good hair.
Look at that hair. Look at that hair. If you want to see
a Lego head.
Yeah, if you want to see it closer to, just go to Gladys Street.
But in terms of the fitness and things like that, and this being the end of the season, this was deemed a good pitch. So the pitches in the league were far worse than anything. Oxford's is really bad.
There's an advert
so
there.
They must
by
be
the
getting
way.
Tired all the time.
Have you clocked the advert for the car telephone?
No. Oh, he's off. He's level there. He's level.
I reckon that's the way the future's going.
They'll be big, them car telephones. Yeah.
No, I mean, because the league had gone to the very last game, and everyone has actually had one more game than us. They'd had a game after we beat Chelsea. Yeah. They've still had a game on the Monday, so they played Saturday, Monday, but then the Monday game didn't really matter at that point because they hadn't won the league. I think they're still winning anyway, but not least because the opposition were probably smashed too. But they just look like two tired sides, which does happen in cup finals sometimes.
It's mad how much room, it's mad how far they're letting our forwards drop off the centre half, no one's going with them.
He just took that in two touches with no one moved even on
five
the second
five yards
touch.
Either side of him.
Everton's kit there is Le Coq Sportif.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them? Was it ever a thing? Or was it a bit warm?
They make lovely kits now, then they do Sanetti and Fiorentina. And they're absolutely boss.
They did Tottenham 81 as well. Obviously it's a nice kit, I think.
Beglin there.
So basically once they jib, they have
they went
Bosch, yeah.
Oof, that's a terrible tackle again.
Loads of style.
You're not too far away from Kappa now.
You just well who's that there.
Kappa, yeah. Yeah.
That's Bracewell. Thing. That's lovely from Bracewell. Is it Bracewell? I keep thinking things are Bracewell that aren't Bracewell.
These are practically four up front, they're just launching it.
Yeah.
Mm. Loads of space now.
Kenny a lot deeper. No legs. There he is though, in fairness. Don't fancy him in a race.
He's not legging it, is he, to get up?
He's just sort of wave wafting
and just put the arm up and, you know,
if you need to, I'll have it, but that's
lost
it there,
Molby. Oh, he's in.
We've committed many.
He's in. Offside. Hansen. It's not Hansen. Lineker, sorry. Yeah, oh, brilliant. That's brilliant from Jim Beglin. Yeah.
That is absolutely
And he turns. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Calm as anything.
Goal to goalie. That's all have a breather.
He was boss, Jim Beglin.
He's over the Brucey incident, though.
Yeah, he's relaxed. Rush run channels.
He's got the anecdote done.
Kenny very slowly making his way into the box.
Oh,
lucky. That balloon puts him off.
What we're seeing here, though, is that, as I've always known, Ian Rush is just well better than Gary Lineker.
Can't get over how much energy he's got, even at this stage of the game. Other people huffing and puffing. Rush is still looking like it's the third minute.
And he defends as well.
Yeah.
He defends. He goes to back. That's awful here, I'm sorry.
Big Jan's a unit though, isn't he?
Yeah, size and plenty of him.
I mean, he got a bit ridiculous a few years later.
Yeah.
He's carrying a ridiculous amount of weight, but...
He didn't go till quite late, did he? Did he do 95, is it, something he went?
He played, he certainly played some in 94, 95. Yeah. I don't know if he scored a penalty.
He used to Norwich,
or have I imagined that?
Stephen. I think he did, yeah.
Had a back post. Just look, lacking a bit of quality here, Evan, in key moments. Just a little, again, just look at, is it legs? Is it just having a lack of quality? I think it's legs. And I think they're a bit desperation stakes.
It's got to be frustrating as well.
I think it's the extent to which they probably feel they should be ahead, but it's things like the Rush goal, and then Grobbelaar makes that save, and then it is the Rush thing that that Rush always scores against them, and also, no one ever beats Liverpool if Ian Rush score. And if you're Everton, you're probably sick of all this now. It's been a long season, so they're all a bit frustrated.
And they've done us again.
Yeah, they've done us again. The impact of losing the league and from the position they were in. That impact on your mentality is not easy to get over.
They were perennial runners-up at this point, weren't they? They lost the final of the season before United.
This is their second final.
And then finished second in the league. And then this.
Okay.
Rushy's going to be putting them out the misery.
In a minute, yeah.
Any seconds.
Rush.
This is it.
Morby.
Megs.
That's a Whelan.
Oh, that space.
Look at this.
Wheeler. Always fascinated by that balloon.
Yeah.
Rush's run. He won the ball on the halfway line. Ian Rush.
Camera. Get in.
Beautiful. Camera. All about the camera.
That's the first real good move that anyone's put together in this half of football. Yeah.
Like, I'm not messing with the camera thing, right? Like, every time we played footy after that, someone put something in the corner to go like a can or whatever. And it was the camera, that's what you did for years. And you did the commentary.
I just realised Bobby Mims' hair, it's Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, shocked. See you later, camera. Boom, it is a boss finish.
And I used to love that, the way it didn't go.
Yeah.
It just stopped on as it's hitting the camera.
Oh. Yeah, it's got to be one of the most famous Liverpool goals, that, for me, or for my generation.
It's brilliant.
It's the calmness to take a touch as well. As it was going over, you just kind of think he might try and hit this first time. But
the ball from Whelan's ridiculous. Because he's got no right to play it, really.
I remember, you know, like Rush hasn't down the years been the greatest in some of the interviews he's done. Someone actually asked him, and it's got to rank as one of the worst questions ever, like, did you mean to hit the camera? No, mate, I was just going to go.
Yeah, if it had been wide of the goal, I still would have.
Camera there!
There's that double thing going on that somewhere, but.
You know what I mean? Too much. No, mate, I was just wanted to win the cup and that.
I got coached by Ian Rush once.
Oh, right.
It was when I was much younger. I went to the Ian Rush finishing school down at Ardingly College. It was nothing to do with football. It was just pointing out.
He's actually from Nogsy.
Oh, amazing. Out of the dressing table, and
Ian Rush tells you what fork to use with the fish course.
It was a bit weird, but no, it came down for the.
So put me milk in first, Ian.
Start from the outside, would you call me?
Go on, Dave.
It was a 5-day thing, and he just sort of turned up on the last day to come down and give us a session. But yeah, the only thing he said to me was, I was playing on the wing in a game, and he told me when I went down and put a cross in, he told me where I should have crossed it, where the striker would want to see it. So yeah, I thought that was quite good, even though technically he was criticising me. The prick.
What's he been trying to do there?
And see time.
Rush is ever skim, which is probably not going to happen. I think he should start a finishing school.
I'm happy with that.
You know what I mean?
Well dealt with there, back post. He's absolutely walloped that back to nobody. That was so tired.
Tell you what, lads. I'm just going to. I'm sorry to say this has nothing to do with this game, but I'm a bit perturbed that we haven't been nominated for Podcast of the Year by the FSF, considering we've won it twice before.
These things happen.
You know. What's going on there, boys?
Don't worry about it.
They're scared, aren't they? You would have won again. That's it, that would have been. You bastard.
Maybe that's why. You might be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I best check that we're not up for like a different one. Yeah.
Whatever moment. They're a great sound.
This isn't going out for a week either. It's very much old news.
Oh my God. I've literally just stunned myself there, haven't I? We're up for Radio Show of the Year. Which really is a bit mad.
Always said the FSF are a great set, lads.
Yeah.
Ah, well, we'll win that. So anyway, if you'd like to vote for us as Radio Show of the Year, go over to the FSF's website and give us a vote. Because, you know,
podcast have given up. They just know we're
going to
walk it.
Yeah. They know that we're going to well have that podcast award. So Radio Show now, all right, well, we'll take that. We're up against the 606, Hawksby and Jacobs, the Monday Night Club, Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio, and the WSL Show.
That's no competition.
Well, let's wait and see.
Some of the big boys there. Them Booker Tats were popular.
What's he doing there?
He's enjoying himself.
Seeing himself on the telly there.
But where's the screen? There must be a screen somewhere, but I just don't know where it is.
Unless they're just watching where the camera's, you know, like the camera's on a wire or something, and they're going, oh, well, that must be on me.
Or he's just a fucking head the ball. Yeah.
16
guys. There is always that option.
What's going on?
It's on the purple arts.
It's been a long day, like, isn't it? Always his cup final day. Sun's got to him. This is the epitome of playing out time, this from Liverpool, by the way.
Everton are as well, do you know?
Yeah.
Love the copper there throwing
yeah,
the
you,
ball.
Yeah, you get the impression that if you want to just say to Kendall now, do you want to just pack any? Go, yeah, get me lads off the pitch. Apart from Adrian Heath.
Adrian Heath still thinks
he's going to say he's getting stuck in, like.
Just thinking about
it. Yeah, loads of people giving her a wave there.
They've
got it going. It's right.
Can't get out there.
Tell you what, them photographers are playing a dangerous game, seeing how close they are to the pitch there. One of them's probably careless.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. That's better than anything.
He should have thrown the ball in his face
on purpose. Get it. He should have won the cup.
He's going over the referee. He's having a way with him.
Yeah, man of the match, lads.
Just run on with the cup. There you go. That's yours.
Johnston there.
Oh. The referee giving that. I bet you he's not. No, he wouldn't give
left
that one there.
In, so he's just jumped back up.
Yeah, Johnston recovered quite quickly. Yeah.
I think that was one of those ones where the referees are aware there's time wasting going on. So it's like he gives you carte blanche. Oh, well, back, Johnston. Yeah, that's right.
Riled him up.
I'm liking the one sock down, one sock up look there as well.
Not worried, chimpanzees don't need them.
Them socks were, used to do that all a while. Once the elastic went a little bit on them, you'd have it.
Yeah.
Couldn't keep them off for love nor money.
Gone a long way there, Stephen.
He's really parted to someone.
If you had money and you could buy some ties for your socks, you'd probably keep them up then. But you never used to do that, get a bandage.
Oof.
I always used to get cramp. It's interesting, this, isn't it?
Hey, we should score here.
Yeah, remember this.
We should score here.
Award winning.
It should be 4-1.
Oh, that's the wrong pass. Shit him, that Dalglish.
I like how Kenny's very clear that's not his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want it. I was the decoy.
Yeah, that was not Kenny's fault.
Come on, FA, fuck.
Hey, up, Steph.
Gaspany,
we're not that compact, considering. We seem to be, a lot of players seem to be quite happy to be up the pitch.
Might be thinking about making it 4. And it's just a
weird game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so two teams who've gone for the title now playing each other and they've just knocked lumps out of each other.
And Everton haven't took, last every ball he can into the box of taking a short corner with no minutes left.
Oh, grab a lad.
Bruce, he just catches it with one arm.
Sorry to go on about the pitch again, but I just don't understand how the pitch can get in that state when there's only one big game per year played on it at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't having massive NFL lads running around it at that time, were
they? And really heavy. Even the weather must have been bad or something, I don't know.
Even the corner flag was like, just that was ripped to pieces. Unless someone's taken a million corners on the day off or something. Might've been getting used for something else that we don't know about. I can't think what that is.
I can't remember when we were being used to call in those days.
Monsters. Ronnie
in the corner flags. Yeah, Ronnie Sainz, the referee at any hopes. Hang on, Rush is in. Ian Rush.
I don't remember that.
I
remember that.
That was for his hat trick.
Yeah. History.
He's a good goalkeeper, that fella. News of Saturday and fucking Selena.
The man of the match.
Nah, he was shite.
What did Brucey do?
I think that's offside.
Oh, okay.
I think we're all now. I think everybody now just wants this final whistle to come, so that Liverpool can win the double. That referee looks like a good pint.
You do. That was funny.
Is this it?
So as I haven't spoken.
Beglin said, "There we go."
Kenny's arms are in the air. Yeah,
we've won the cup, and I voted for us in the FA Cup.
So you're on top of things there, Robbo.
What a 2 minutes that is.
You know what I mean?
In Liverpool history, Danny, I think you'll find it.
Young Gareth Roberts is legging out his front door now as well.
Yeah.
I was.
He's already chins from Bruno.
Did you wait till the cup was lifted or did you just go on the final whistle?
No, I went straight out and I came back in again because, funnily enough, none of them wanted to come out.
Playing Kirby on your own.
I did see them lift the cup because I came back in.
Oh, excellent.
Trachy was boss.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big match. Are we ending it there?
Let's end it there.
That's been another big match. That was Liverpool winning the FA Cup in 1986. Wow, who's that pointing?
That might have been pointing, yeah.
Paul Power, was it?
Or was it Power, yeah? Could have been Power, could have been pointing. Amazing Barnard, whoever it was, anyway. But yeah, Liverpool win the Cup, 1986. That's been the big match. Thanks to everyone who's come along and talked Wham for 45 minutes. Hope you've enjoyed it, and might have mentioned it, but, you know, vote for us as best radio show. Up the Reds.